The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please check out professionalcasual.com.
Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to the interview from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Oh boy, here we go.
Here we go.
Gender resistors, welcome to the absolute clusterfuck that is the Rundown Reviews. We are having technical difficulties, so we apologize in advance for any audio and visual issues. I, of course, am the man who did this introduction. I am Chuck. Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown Presents. No, the Comic Rundown Presents Rundown Reviews. There we go.
Yeah, you said it right the first time. Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I can't actually hear myself, so if I do this, hold on, where's my button?
If I take out one earpiece, then I can hear myself talk.
Oh, that's half my issue.
I have my headphones on backwards. Okay, now I can hear myself. We're good. Okay.
All right, fantastic.
So that doesn't affect you guys in any way. It just solely affects why I had a weird ringing sound in my ear because I had sound cancellation off, but nothing was. It was a whole
canceling.
Anyway, yeah, it was canceling, but because it wasn't on right, it was creating like a tunneling like wind sound. It's weird. I don't know.
Okay.
It's beats. What do you want? Did this introduction and is barely making it through life. Apparently, I am Chuck, and I am joined once again by the CEO, editor, chief supreme ruler, and reptilian overlord of the Rundown Reviews, Joey, who is struggling.
What the fuck are you doing, Joey?
I don't want to hold this up the entire time.
At this point, head over to youtube.com if you want to vomit. You can find us over there.
I am getting a little vertigo from watching Joey like...
Well, yeah, stop watching me.
Sorry. It's a thing that's happening. Maybe this should have been an audio only. Who knows? But
there we go.
Also here, but the only man who's used to having his phone legs, Ron, because he does this from his phone every week.
Every week.
This is new to Chuck and I.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's gonna be great.
Welcome to being poor, boys.
Yeah.
Lots of technical issues. It's fine. This is fine.
But anyway, look how clear Joey's face is. I mean, like, we get that whole beautiful face right there.
I mean,
did a great skincare routine, I can tell.
Yeah, it's just
you got one hanging out, bud. There it goes.
Anyway,
you sucked that up and Chuck just choked on it, so I'm not sure what the hell happened, but
also don't know why my name is Joey's Iron and Rich Tit.
Because I was just the last time you had this room with Iron Man, you had it going in front of you.
That makes sense. Now my hand's blocking the camera because I shut it off. I was worried.
Guys, if you're not watching the video for this, you are missing out on probably a firebomb from the get-go. It's
just
wonderful.
A bunch of monkeys fucking a football over here, really. What's happening at this point.
Sure. So, let's go ahead and get into this episode so I don't have to hold my phone for an hour. We watched the Doctor Strange Sorcerer Supreme from 2007, or just Doctor Strange from 2007. It was the animated movie from Marvel. It was their fourth? Yes. Their fourth one, after Ultimate Avengers, Ultimate Avengers 2, and Iron Man.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And this one was
better.
I kind of enjoyed it. It
was definitely better than Iron Man and the second Avengers movie.
Agreed.
And actually, it was probably better than the first Avengers movie too, if I'm being honest.
It's debatable. The first one was actually I really liked the first one.
First one wasn't bad, but this one actually kind of stuck to its own genre of things happening.
Yes.
unlike Iron Man,
having some connection to the other two movies.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw it, but when Iron Man or when Strange was like just before he went to go commit suicide off that bridge, he walked by a lady on the street, and that was supposed to be Lee May from the Iron Man animated movie.
Oh.
So, yay, connectivity, I guess. Allegedly.
Didn't say it. Wouldn't know.
Seems pretty thin.
That's what IMDb says.
Now, if they would have said something about, like, weird shit happening in China or whatever, that would have been a whole nother story.
Well, but they were in the Invincible Iron Man movie. She was in New York, you know.
But they were also in China raising the platform for the dragon thing or whatever.
But Tony brought her to New York, remember?
True. But what I'm saying is, if that was happening at the same time, like, you'd figure that would show up on the Sorcerer Supreme's radar as problems.
Well, they were dealing with Dormammu trying to come through, so I think that was problem enough.
Yeah, allegedly. I guess. Allegedly. Okay, we open up and they go into Doctor Strange's office, and holy fuck, he works in a vault, apparently. Like, his office had 30-foot fucking doors, and then you walk inside there and it's like a fucking cavern.
Yeah, it was one of those things where his arrogance was at top tier.
Oh yeah, Strange is a hardcore dick for most of this movie.
Yeah. But you okay there, Jack?
Yeah, I just didn't really like this movie.
Oh, okay.
But I had a thing pop up. Sorry, I had a notification. I was trying to sleep. But
that's fair.
Is that what you're holding your phone with?
My notification? Yeah.
The thing that popped up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how much I don't like Doctor Strange as a character until I started watching this movie. He is like everything I dislike about Iron Man and Reed Richards put together, and then he also doesn't have his hands.
But he does.
Right, and that's what I hate about it. Like, he doesn't, but he does. Wong is still an absolute fucking G.
Yes,
always,
and is the best. Mordo did nothing wrong in any conceivable way, and was completely justified in every action that he did.
I'm not sure about that one.
I have to argue with you on that one.
Sure about that? Sure about that?
100%. Yeah, because he is he's a bit of a shithead, actually.
He got pissy because he didn't want to teach Strange.
Yeah. He didn't want to teach Strange. Yeah, he didn't want the fucking boomer coming in, getting paid more money and getting a better title when he'd been working his ass off.
He would actually be the boomer because he'd been there for longer. He didn't want to give up the job that he was supposed to get to the millennial.
He was younger than Strange. He was younger than Strange. No, because Strange is fucking old. Strange is fucking old. Strange shows up, and it's just magically Wonderkin, Sorcerer Supreme, and he's just learning shit, and they've already picked him through nepotism to be this, great, wonderful, powerful, new fucking person who doesn't know shit about shit.
I don't think he was related to the Sorcerer Supreme.
Mordo's been busting his ass for years, proving himself. He's been fucking taking out everything, and he's getting passed over. He's getting passed over for a new hot piece of tail. Okay? This is bullshit.
Oh, wait, so is he the new one? No, Mordo's been around forever, okay? He's not confident enough in his job to move along, and he was just boomer pissed that somebody that was coming in after him was able to take the job that he thought he should have.
He knows exactly how to do the job, and they bring in some boomer, and he's got
to apparently he doesn't, because if he knew how to do the job, he wouldn't have gotten all of his minions killed.
That throughout. Is true.
No, he has boomer management mentality. It doesn't matter how many employees he loses as long as the job gets done. That's a boomer.
That was poor economy. Those were forcible layoffs.
Jesus Christ. All right, we got Chuck Trump over here.
Mordo, best ever.
That was perfect. I love it.
Mordo said did nothing wrong. I kind of agreed with him. But that's just me.
Like, if Strange had never showed up, right? Uh-oh. We lost Chuck.
Yes, we did. So continue.
Anyways, if Strange had never showed up, would he have made Wong Sorcerer Supreme instead? Because obviously Mordo was not a good fit for that job.
No. You are correct.
Speaking of Mordo, is he the voice for the Mauler twins?
Oh yeah, that is that was Kevin Michael Richardson. Yeah.
Okay, because like as soon as he started talking, I'm like, oh dude, it's the Mauler twins. Nice.
Yeah, what happened there, bud?
I don't know. All of a sudden I was just in the backstage. Like
section. Okay. We didn't kick you.
I don't know. It just booted me. Apparently I was screaming too much and it just Now it's automatically just kicking me out. You don't have to even do it anymore.
So Chuck is such a boomer, technology's not working for him.
Yeah, apparently. Fucking stupid.
That's fair.
Oh shit. So can we talk about how much ridiculous money Doctor Strange had to have burnt through in that 6 week period that he didn't have his hands?
Pretty sure it was longer than 6 weeks.
I don't think it was because he never got rid of the wraps on his hands. And like if it had been longer than that, they would have like switched it to a different kind of casing for his hands.
Well, he never got rid of the wraps because he was always going to surgery. Like, he'd do one surgery, recover after a week. That didn't work. Went to a new surgery, recovered after a week. Because he was...
How come he just
I guarantee he only therapy? Let it recover for a week. What?
How come he didn't what?
How come he just didn't do, like physical therapy? Like, he waited a week.
Because that's for poor people.
He did do physical therapy. He went to the mountains of Tibet to move rocks.
Yeah. Speaking of that, though, his hands, he was having trouble with his hands, couldn't hold his key, couldn't do all the stuff, and yet he climbed a mountain in Tibet. Uh-huh. Pretty sure, I don't know if it was shared in our group chat over on Instagram, but I saw a video of a mountain climber lifting all this weight up. And this bodybuilder, I don't know how much it was, but the shit.
Oh, are you talking about the finger grip? Yeah.
Like
it's wild.
The bodybuilder couldn't. And this guy, this bodybuilder was jacked. This mountain climber looked like Ron. Not saying you're not jacked, but you know.
No, he was a fucking stud. Oh.
Anyway. So yeah, the fact that he was able to climb this mountain with no hands that worked, kind of was like, dude, it's literally what the ancient one said. It's all in your mind. You want to get there to heal your hands, but you just climb this mountain to heal your hands.
What it is he's actually part goat, and he was just walking up the side of it as long as it was less than 90 degrees.
Okay. I don't believe it.
Also, to get to Tibet, he bums money off that chick that he was being an absolute asshole to.
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend.
Throughout like the first, whole movie, he was a piece of shit to her. And then she's like, yeah, let me just, buy you a couple grand tickets to Tibet because you're a bum and you broke into my office.
But he didn't break in. He just walked in.
Nah. He definitely had to break in to get into the hospital. They aren't letting some riffraff piece of shit like that get in. The other doctor wouldn't even answer his calls, so I mean, come on.
That you're not wrong there.
Also, when he does get to the mountain, he gets super frustrated and yells and screams, and that's when the temple shows up. So what? Enlightenment through frustration? Like, I don't understand how that manifests.
Honestly, he probably could have manifested it at the bottom of the mountain and then, you know, been fine. But
maybe he could have done it from his posh hotel in New York.
I mean, he does realize that after he gets to Tibet, and then it's like, hey, we're going to go to the city, and they just walk literally through a portal there. And Wong's just like, yeah, you weren't ready for that then. You are now.
That's fair.
What?
No. I will 100% give Wong credit for that, because I wouldn't have taken his crybaby bitch ass before then either.
True. I do want to go back to the beginning where Strange kind of saw them to begin with. They were doing a terrible job concealing themselves. And then when they did, they brought a tornado into New York City, allegedly.
Explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old. We need to conceal so people can't see this giant monster by trapping in a giant cyclone of wind that everybody can see?
Yep.
So I think the idea behind it, what they were trying for, not succeeding for, but trying for, was to make the tornado was just an illusion. And the beast going around tearing everything up was actually doing the damage. Sure. The tornado was just so mundane people could see, oh, you know, it's not a monster tearing it up, it's just a monster tornado.
There's something coming our way. Still, though.
No, I'm not saying that it was, you know, genius or brilliant or even good. It was definitely janky as shit, but look, Wong was doing his best, okay?
True. And with a guy like Mordo, who just didn't give two shits about literally anybody but himself. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, he did kill all of the monsters.
He also killed all of his friends.
Yeah. And
he was like two steps away from killing all those kids.
Casualties of war. That happens. There's nothing we can do about it.
What about those kids in the coma?
I mean, those are the easiest kills right there. That's just boosting your numbers, like, honestly. Oh, yeah, how many kills did you get in the war? Oh, about 65 in one shot, you know.
Yeah, you're just trying to get your kill count up to get your levels up.
That's like putting somebody on AFK and then you go around and, you know, snipe them and shit so you get the achievements.
Think about it. Strange just had to kill one person to become Sorcerer Supreme.
But he...
Who did he kill?
Technically, Mordo killed the person for him to become Sorcerer Supreme.
Didn't he end up killing his sister?
No, he just didn't succeed in fixing her.
But didn't she die because of that?
I mean, it's in the kill count, so yes, she did die.
I thought she died because she had like a tumor or something. It's not
the
tumor.
He couldn't fix it during the surgery, and she dies. It's his fault. It's the reason why he became Sorcerer Supreme, because he had to get over the idea that he killed his sister.
I mean, it started him down the path, sure.
It still counts. Hey, if Uncle Ben dying counts as Spider-Man's reason, like, for him to become Spider-Man, then this is the reason why Doctor Strange becomes a sorcerer.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll agree with that.
So Mordo was really just trying to find the right kill. It's not his fault that he was missing every time.
And by the time he did, he had already aligned with Dormammu,
exactly.
So...
Exactly. He just wants peace, and he will kill every man, woman, and child to get it.
Ah.
Oh, fuck.
I'm good.
How are you, though?
No. I'm never going to be good.
Ooh.
Anyway.
I don't know. This was like... My takeaway from this movie was I hate origin stories because they don't ever change anything. But it feels like realistically, all we get, especially in these animated movies, is like the origin story. And this is like the first real Doctor Strange story of like this generation.
Yeah, because this came out.
Fair.
Well, sort of, because they had that Doctor Strange TV show back in the mid 90s.
They did?
Right, we watched it.
Right?
I didn't even know they had a Doctor Strange TV show, so
maybe I'm misremembering.
But even then, nobody.
What did he show up in the? Maybe I'm thinking that he showed up in Spider-Man or X-Men.
He was in like.
Two he was episodes. In Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was in two episodes of Spider-Man.
Okay.
Because I think he was in some of the. It was kind of like when Blade was in Spider-Man.
Yeah, it was like a mini arc. Because Dormammu was trying to come through.
Okay.
Because Dormammu is always trying to come through, if we're being honest.
Dormammu is Sorcerer Supreme's big bad. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm just saying this dude, for as powerful as he is, you think he'd be able to like fucking walk through a door by now. But I guess not.
Well, you know, he's gotta have somebody turn the knob for him. He's got the oven mitts on.
That's true. That's true. That's how that works.
Yeah. I do want to. So there, I want to bring up Doctor Strange's douchey soul patch goatee thing he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my biggest gripe is like. Strange is just a douchebag. There's no redemption, and at least it didn't feel like much of a redemption.
I'll agree with that.
Like, I don't know.
I feel like he just was arrogant the entire movie.
Instead of shift off of that. Yeah, instead of like learning from his mistake of killing his sister, he just kind of was like, "Oh no, all you have to do is forget about it," and he like. Hakuna Matata'd his whole, sad backstory.
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
You also can't disagree with it.
I can't disagree. He didn't
want to be Sorcerer Supreme. It wasn't until the Ancient One, had to show him, it.
That's true.
You should have let him walk. He's a little bitch. He's a whiny-ass baby who couldn't get exactly what he wanted. And he wasn't willing. He didn't even understand, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do this? Like, the entire time during his training, he's like, I just don't understand what this has to do with me fixing my hands. Trust the process, douche. Just believe me.
But
instant fix.
He didn't want to work on it. He just wanted it to happen, Chuck, okay?
Yeah.
Right, like a typical boomer.
Sure. I'll give you that one.
But he did have an arc, though. Like, he was the arrogant prick who only did anything for popularity and the money in the beginning. And then it went to he got humbled because he lost his hands and lost everything while still...
That was a man who was humble?
Well, hold on.
Humble man.
Well, humble for him. Humble for him.
He definitely was humbled by the end, though. Like, when he realized that Dina had asked him to help the kid, and he said no. And then once he realized that the kid was actually a, doorway to Dormammu, he helped the kid. And then realized, yeah, now that I say it out loud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he became real humble. By becoming the Sorcerer Supreme, becoming the greatest title that you can achieve.
Yeah.
He just becomes a hippie fucking entitlist.
Yeah.
Dormammu and Mordo did nothing wrong.
I don't know about the Dormammu doing nothing wrong. When he came through, the first thing he did was tell of his minions to basically ravage the planet.
Uh-huh. So. Honestly, not that bad of an idea. Blitz this whole place. Let's start from new. I don't really think he was wrong in that.
I mean, okay. Again, I can't disagree with you.
Population control by taking out a bunch of kids. I'm not, again, not really seeing an issue here.
Right.
Everybody.
Well, I mean, Chuck's literal life, phrase is fuck them kids. So, I mean, come on.
Accurate. Yes. Second, if everybody thinks that the snap by Thanos was right and was fair, he just went about it wrong, then why can't we say, oh, what Dormammu was doing is right, he just went about it wrong?
I mean, you're not wrong.
You're making some really good arguments, Chuck.
I know I am, because I am a smart boy. That's why. I'm a smart boy who knows smart things.
Joseph. And yet, we still can't get our computers to work.
I blame.
That's because Chuck's a boomer.
No, that's because technology just doesn't work in this house.
I got an extra mic here. I'll send it to you. You just got to give me your address.
I don't think it's the mic.
Wait, you should probably say your address on air so that.
Yeah,
you know.
Why don't I just dox myself real quick right here?
What, you say yourself? Nobody listens.
Yeah, to the ones of people listening, yes.
Fine. I do want to talk about a couple of name drops that came into this episode or this movie. We had Donald Blake to the ER. Donald Blake, if you remember,
Thor.
Is Thor, the Thor's alternate ego.
Yeah.
Why would he be in the ER? Is he a doctor?
Because he's a doctor.
So yeah, in the original comics, Donald Blake, Thor, when he got sent to Earth back in what, the 60s, whenever that comic came out.
70s or something like that, yeah.
He took on the persona of Dr. Donald Blake. And when he realized that he was actually Thor, he still came back to Earth and was still being Donald Blake. That's how he kind of met Jane. Foster and some. I remember there was a story we read where he was being a doctor to Sif for some reason. I don't remember why. But yeah, like he was a doctor on Earth. So that was a fun little name drop. And then the other one.
How much of sick and sucked? That's like such a dumb storyline.
Dude, there's a guy on Threads. His handle is Marvel Reads, I think is what it is. And he is reading all of the Marvel comics starting in like the 60s and going forward. He's currently like in the late 60s, early 70s. And I'm like, dude, you are in for a handful. Reread those. They're bad.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it was the 70s. They didn't have to be good. They just needed to sell.
Yeah, exactly, because people were dumb back then.
One thing we came to realize when we were covering those books, it's literally every single issue was a one-off. And if they did a crossover or a multi-issue thing, it meant something. But more often than not, they had the giant, like it was a 22-page story. By page 19, the story was starting to, like the climax happened, and then the final like pages was the resolution. Like it was a big buildup for the whole issue, and then just like, all right, we stopped Dr. Doom, now we can leave.
Here, let's put it in terms Chuck can understand. So you know when you go down on a girl for like 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then she's all super excited, and then you get up there and do your business and you're done in like two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what these comics were.
I mean, that's I guess that's a good way to put it. Anyway,
it basically
they don't call me two pump truck for nothing. Okay, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Perfect.
I thought they called you two pump Chuck because that was how you made your ices.
That's fair too. The other name drop was there at the end with Clea, who becomes. I mean, we actually
saw his girlfriend, right?
His girlfriend, wife, I don't know. Apparently she allegedly is the niece of Dormammu. So I don't know. She's another mystery.
Hey, look, if you're hitting something, it might as well be from the other side, right? Because at least then you're pulling things to your side, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
How do you become the niece of Dormammu? Dormammu was my uncle, which means...
Hold on. I thought maybe it was...
Dormammu's brother fucked Dormammu's her mom.
Fucked her
mom. Dormammu's,
and then had her.
Dormammu's niece, who eventually became Doctor Strange's wife.
Who's Dormammu's brother that or sister that had her?
Formammu.
That sounds like a lie.
Mormammu?
It's Windammu. We got a Dormammu and a Windammu.
I believe if it was her mother, it would be Dormammu Milkers, I believe, according to people of your network.
There you go.
That actually seems pretty legit.
I'll just have you know real quick, if I can, since we have time, because it's much more interesting than this. Your boss was, of course, streaming Marvel Crisis Protocol for the company that makes the game. Big deal for Adepticon. Second biggest or fourth biggest, something like gaming convention in the world. And he famously says, Dormammu milkers on stream.
Yes!
And got himself in a good amount of trouble.
And yeah.
Like every time they have staff meetings about it, the lead guy has to remind people, like, hey, remember to watch your language. Don't say things like Dormammu milkers. or my favorite one, which is magnutted, which was, oh, so there's like a thing where, you know, the Helios cannon that Iron Man controls? Was like, yes, the orbital cannon. Yeah, yeah. That's in the game. It's a tactics card that you can play, and Iron Man can shoot a satellite beam. And Magneto got magnutted from orbit, I believe is the exact quote.
Yes,
yeah, like that.
Yeah, one of the head guys for the company that makes the game was in the chat.
Oh no,
and heard it.
Oh no.
Oh, that is.
I believe still gets brought up and is said regularly in their office.
But, dude, like,
yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, if you know your boss, that's exactly what he wants. Like, he just, like, having shtick that, like, sticks for him.
Yeah.
People, yeah, it's his favorite thing ever. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so why I recorded myself pissing and sent it to him.
And as you know, if you piss, we do play it on.
Dude, I was proud of that one. It took me so long to finish pissing.
Yeah. What does the show become? We played that one and we played mine because I forgot the second one. So, yep.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. It's nice to have the Elite Eight Showdown back.
Yeah. Two episodes in the can at time of recording.
Cool. Can't wait for. I honestly cannot wait for that. Start listening to those again.
Yeah, I told them it. I don't know if we're dropping it as they come out or if we're recording all 10 and then dropping them. But knowing him, it's probably going to be a year. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Who knows?
Anything else about this movie?
Wong was cool. Yes, Wong was awesome, actually.
Yeah, Wong, as per usual, Wong is like the fucking OG, like. Clutch.
Wong is the linchpin that keeps everything together.
Yes.
Yeah. Without Wong, they would be so fucked.
Yeah. So when he's tearing apart that wall and he's dropping like stones that are, you know, like what, three times his size onto those like 2x4s that his sled was made out of to move them. And that thing did not shatter when he dropped it off the top of the wall. That right there should have tipped him off that something wasn't right. Just saying.
I mean, he's a doctor, not a architect. So, you know, he doesn't understand that way.
I think it actually heavy, be a physicist, but...
Whatever. When the big heavy block falls down on the boards, like in his mind, they don't break. Which, you know...
I mean, that's true. He is a rich, arrogant fuck, so he probably doesn't know how real work works.
Exactly.
Also, what was with the final, like, monster thing just being a bunch of hungry little mouths? Like, what the fuck?
The flying terror or wings of terror. I don't know what the hell they're called. I don't. I was going to ask if... Because, so they all killed, you know, a bunch of people. They were eating.
Oh, yeah. Them.
Do I count each individual one as...
Yeah, because it was separate attacks.
That's what I was going to get at.
Yeah, one chew is one attack.
Cool.
But also, did you notice that, like, the first, what, four of them that they killed like that left their bones, but then that one dude, they ate every bit of him?
They were really hungry that day.
I guess. That time.
The bones. Makes good stock.
Good marrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
That's actually every note that I had.
Oh, did either one of you also think that Strange got his abilities pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I know we kind of talked a little bit about that. I don't know, like, because he wasn't gone. I don't think he was gone very long.
Well, this is another one of those things where Marvel movies, these cartoon movies, don't have a good time,
yes. like,
where you can tell how much time has passed. Like, they don't. Yeah,
he had a gray streaks in his hair, and there were multiple, there were now more kids in comas, but I don't know, to get that gray.
I thought the gray streaks were from stress because he couldn't afford to buy the hair care products, so he couldn't hide them anymore.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd agree to that.
What else? Yeah, I got.
Did you guys think the magic was kind of boring in this?
Yes,
a little bit.
Like, I can pull a sword out of thin air. I can shoot icicles. The dude that like covered his body in like an exoskeleton of energy, and then just shot off these like sad little blasts from it. Like, I feel like they had the right idea by giving them all different powers, but they should have had like better powers,
especially with as much training as they had. They should have been able to master the powers a little bit better. Yeah,
right. These guys were rolling around like level 4 characters when they should have been like level 10s.
And like they all did like one thing.
Yeah, they were literal one shot wonders. Like,
yeah, it was like watching Eternals. Like, they can do, like, one thing with all, like, they all have the same power source, but they can only do, like, one aspect of things. Which, like, is the monsters that they were fighting supposed to be kind of like the things from Eternals?
I don't know. They kind of looked like it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Maybe. Honestly.
I don't remember.
Or maybe they got the idea for the ones in Eternals off of that.
Yeah, it was possible.
That's not good. I don't know. I've never read anything about the Eternals. I've only seen the movie once.
Same.
So
maybe twice. I don't remember either time though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't remember much either.
We'll get to it in some years.
Some years, yeah.
Gross.
I mean, we're only on 2004 for Marvel, and that's 2022.
I was post apocalypse, so, or I mean,
well, yeah, but that was 19, and I can't remember if it was 21, 22, whatever. I think it was 22. Yeah, I think that's everything I got. Last thing, Strange beating Mordo, who was this skilled swordsman. And Strange barely held his own during like training, and yet is able to stop Mordo here without even like sucking up his magic. Thought that was kind of not good.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Which, yeah, it was then bullshit. Didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like they had to stretch the movie a certain amount, and then they realized, oh shit, we don't actually have a way to finish this. We just gotta rush it.
It's almost like, hey, you just described every Marvel 60s comic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally. So. Well, okay, I think that's it for me. You guys have anything else?
Nope, that was all of my notes.
Alright, so our kill counts, if I don't count all of the mouth bat things individually, we got 45. If I do, I'm going to say 337. I don't know. Because there was a lot of them.
Okay. I mean, if you don't count them, that's still less than Batman.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean...
Everything's less than Batman. What do you want?
that's fair, actually. It's just realistically.
I think it's fair to point out. I
mean, honestly, like looking ahead, maybe some of the Star Wars might get us more than Batman.
Most of those were only one kill.
I don't know. We're about ready to get to Revenge of the Sith, where they wipe out the whole entire Jedi Order. So
no, it's one order is one kill, Joey.
No, it's not.
One order is one kill.
No, we have.
No, it's definitely more than one attack, though.
One attack is one kill.
Yeah, no, but an order.
So when we have five guys shooting at what's his nuts, the big headed guy, that is one kill, even though five are attacking. One of them gets the shot that kills him.
Right. But they were given one order and they all start shooting. It's one kill, Joey. It's one kill.
All right. For once, I'm actually on Joey's side on this one. No, that's definitely not one kill.
You're ruining the joke.
Let's worry about that.
It's funnier to watch Joey's blood pressure get high now.
You're lucky I can't boot you from my phone. I mean, I can. But that's like a lot more clicks that I have to do. I don't want to do that.
Listen, you're the one that brings me on this show. I just want to point that out. That's dumb and stupid.
At least he didn't bring up the Snyder Cut. I mean,
yeah, I was waiting for that.
I mean, it was kind of hard. This movie was worse than a Snyder movie. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. You're right.
Okay.
Fuck off, both of you. What's our bingo?
All right, so we had both an origin reveal and an origin flashback.
Yep.
Rejecting powers or destiny, training montage, comic logic, unexplainable science, betrayal by a friend, and dying mentor.
Okay. Almost two bingos. Nice.
Did you get a villain monologue?
Who?
Oh, yeah, villain monologue. I didn't have that one down.
Yeah, everybody does a villain monologue in this fucking movie.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Spawn Cape Continuum?
This animation's fine. It's not the cel-shaded animation that I don't like from, like, Iron Man, right? And, like, the newer stuff that we're seeing now. But it does have, like, a weird anime splash to it. This seems, like, very, like, 2000s. Anime is, like, just getting super mainstream and popular. So this is when, like, American animated stuff is trying to steal that style. So it's like American anime style. And I don't love it, but I still like it better than most. That being said, it does feel its age. Like, it does kind of date itself in that way. I'm going to say, like, 14 out of 26.
Okay.
Spawn Capes. Like, it's not bad, and it looks good, and I think it looks like it had a lesser budget, but they were still trying. So, like, some stuff looks really good, and then other times it looks really, like, they didn't put detail in because they just didn't have time to throw it in. But some stuff looked really good. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I can agree with that.
It looked at, like, a lot of, like, Mordo's, like, tattoos, for instance. They looked very simple and, like, kind of just, like, slapped on last minute because he just had to have tattoos, apparently. That's how you knew he was evil. And just, like, I don't know, but then anytime Wong was on screen, Wong looked, like, super crisp and clean and well-drawn. So, I don't know, it's just weird.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, sounds racist, but...
Yeah, well, it's what it is.
Also, why Mordo, the only black guy in the universe, has to be the villain?
He wasn't black.
What was he?
White.
Maybe it was just my cut then? He definitely had dreads.
Doesn't mean he's black.
Yeah, and he had a totally different, darker skin tone than everybody else.
It was still, like, it was gray.
Nah, you're
crazy. No, it was more like tan for me.
Oh, I don't know. He looked.
Maybe we all need to adjust the hue on our TVs.
I watched it on my phone, and I was like, "Oh yeah, he kind of looks like The Rock, like half Samoan, half like black." That's what I legit thought. That's what they were trying to go for.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can see the Samoan. Like I can agree to that one.
He didn't look like a Girl Scout cookie at all.
That's Samosa.
I thought Samosa was those things that they're like little bread pockets that have like potatoes and stuff in them.
That's samosas.
Oh. I thought that was a drink where you put like half orange juice and half.
No, that's mimosa.
I thought that was the dude that played Khal Drogo and Aquaman.
No, that's Momoa.
I'm done. I can't.
Okay. All right, Chuck, what you got for a score?
All right. Is this a Doctor Strange movie? Yeah, but I don't think that helps its score. Doctor Strange is inherently a really boring character to me. He's an arrogant piece of shit who doesn't actually learn his lesson and gets everything he wants in the end and really didn't have to actually work for it. Because when he did have to work for it, he cried like a little tiny bitch. And then they just kind of like gave him the shit.
True.
It's also an origin story, which if I hadn't seen the live action version of Doctor Strange, or like super knew his origin story, then like maybe I'd give more like of a care of this. But this like majority of this movie was just one long origin story of like flashback and then like why, how he got fired and all that stuff. So like I don't know. I probably wouldn't watch it again. I don't even think my nephew would give two shits about this. So like, but it wasn't that bad. But the monsters looked like shit. I didn't like any of the monsters. So, and Dormammu was dumb. 3.2. It was a pretty forgettable movie, and I did struggle to pay attention. Like, I was painting the entire time, because I was just like, I watched it, but I was just like, if I had to physically sit there and watch it, I didn't have to pay for it. So that does save its score. Because I was able to find an illegal rip of it on YouTube. So... that does help it score.
Okay. Ron?
3.2. You said 3.2, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of all the Marvel cartoons that we've watched, I think this one was probably one of the better ones. It was definitely way better than Iron Man.
Agreed. And there were some bombed Iron Man.
Yeah, oh yeah. There are some parts in it that didn't make any sense, and there are some parts in it that definitely felt rushed. But it wasn't terrible. I don't know. Like I said, the magic was a little bit boring, and some of the just like, I guess, plot devices were kind of not fleshed out enough. But I gave it a 4 because I didn't think it was like as bad as some of the other ones we've watched.
A 4 for you. I agree with you. Like, it was, I enjoyed it. I definitely think the live action one did a good job. I enjoyed the story for live action, and we're gonna get there. Well, that's actually phase 3. We're gonna get there in a while. But this one was good. Like, I thought it told a solid story until we started talking about it and realized that Strange is completely bad the entire time. Like, it was, I had fun with it. I agree that some of the monsters were dumb. Like, I don't know why we had a lot of them in there. But I don't know. Like, I'd watch this again. I don't remember it from the first time I watched it, because I watched this years ago. I didn't remember much from it. And so, like, it was fairly new to me. I really enjoyed that. That being said, I will watch this again. I don't know when, but I will watch it again. So I gave it a 5.5, which gives us a combined score of 4.23, which isn't terrible.
I do think if I had maybe watched the other animated movies, I would have cared.
I think if you had watched Invincible and not just listened to our...
Yeah,
our interpretation of it
scored this a little higher,
which is fair.
I will say the two Ultimates Avengers, your boss thinks they're great. So take that how you will.
I The comics are amazing.
Yeah, the Ultimate comics are great.
The movies, he likes the universe too.
The first one was fine. The first one was good. It was a good setup, good start.
Yeah, the first one wasn't bad. The second one was garbage. Trash.
Like, it was not great.
It
sucked too because they had Black Panther in there. I'm like, that's awesome. Uh-huh. But like, they did them bad, which sucked.
It was one of those like where Disney had like a really good like they had a really good franchise movie, and then the second one was like direct to DVD or VHS. That's kind of how those were, except they were all direct to DVD.
Gotcha.
Now we do have a couple more, like in the future. I think the next Marvel one we have is Hulkverse, and it's Hulkverse Thor and Hulkverse Wolverine. And I remember loving the Hulkverse Wolverine part of that. Don't remember much of the Hulkverse Thor, but
the Hulkverse Wolverine is the one that also has Deadpool in it.
Yes, that's why I love it, because Deadpool was amazing.
A lot of people like that movie.
Yeah. But that we're gonna get into that one later this year, I think. I gotta check the calendar. But after that, I don't remember what else is coming out. I know one of them, like the Thor of Asgard, was like rough. And then there was another one. But Marvel didn't only put out like 7 or 8, because at the time DC was started putting out movies that were good. Like the Wonder Woman and the Green Lantern First Flight, and
you're talking about comic or cartoon movies?
Cartoon movies.
Oh, okay.
New Frontier. Let's see here. Yeah, like there was some good ones. Oh, the Public Enemies, Superman, Batman, Public Enemies. Like, yeah,
there's like
DC was killing it on there. Yeah,
their animated stuff is like great. I have been like watching a few of them and stuff. I watched New Frontier. I really like that. I watched Red Sun, thought that was good. I didn't really like the art style all that much, but I thought it was
fair. But yeah, so like we'll get to some good Marvel ones here, or DC ones later. But yeah, like there's a couple more, a handful of Marvel ones we'll get to, and then it'll basically be DC animated for a while. But that's down the road. Right now, we could say our goodbyes. So, Chuck, where can they find you on those internets?
Well, first and foremost, you can find me over at patreon.com/professionalcasual. It was $1 a month. You can support the network, but help this show directly by supporting the 301 tier. That is this show's tier. It needs people.
It needs money so that we can get proper equipment.
Yeah, apparently. Works. We are just a mess. I also you can find me time of recording, we have 2 in the can, 8 more to go, so hopefully when this drops, at least those will start coming up. Check out Elite Showdown, go listen to the archives. All the episodes I think are up on professionalcasual.com. I could be wrong.
Should be.
But you can at least skip season 1. Season 1's garbage. Start a season 2 and go through. It's a show. But everybody raved about it for so long. We brought it back. Apparently it's been getting a bunch of downloads because people who find the network through other things have been going back and like checking it out and stuff. So it's been getting more downloads lately. So yeah, go check out Elite Showdown. We have 10 episodes. The first 2 that we recorded is coldest thing you can do during a fight. Or no, I'm sorry. Coldest thing you could do when knocking somebody out. And the thing people missed the point about the most. So 8 things that like people didn't get the point of what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So it's and Batman's on there, and just for Joey specifically, Rick and Morty was on that. Yep. Rick and Morty was on that too.
Love it.
And Elite Showdown. So go check it out. It is unfiltered. We said fuck it. Who cares if any of us get fired from our real jobs in case our bosses ever hear it? So it's a show.
That's great.
Otherwise, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok, Kicked Out of the Hood, No Ian Kicked. You can follow my hobby page at Kicked Out of the Hobby on Instagram. And you can follow my kitchen TikTok, Kicked Out of the Kitchen, No Ian Kicked.
Ronald?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Good at This Game. You can find my art page on Instagram at Good Art This Game. And you can find me right here on this podcast. Joey, where can they find you?
You guys can find this, find me over on Instagram, Comic Book Rundown, Threads, Comic Book Rundown, email us, comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Rate and review us on your podcasting app of choice. If you do, we'll read the upcoming episode. We got merch over on Redbubble and TeePublic, and our song was done by Cam. Our next movie, because our friend Jordan has to be a pain in the ass and be gone that weekend, we are moving up Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, to next week. So yeah, that's what we're doing. So we can have the argument about if that the stormtroopers or the clone troopers are all, you know, it's not all one kill. It's individual kills.
I will also, as a little teaser, say that I'm going to have the most heated debate hot take for Jordan and I ever that I think may physically potentially destroy this show.
Mm.
So we'll see.
I'm okay.
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
I think it will be a very good and interesting conversation.
Okay.
So check hopefully, that out next week.
Hopefully we have equipment that works. So,
well, fingers crossed. It did snow here, so that's probably the issue. But
that could hurt. Again, I'll send you. I got an extra mic. I'll send it to you.
I mean, like I say, I don't think it's the mic. I think it's everything else.
Well,
I think it's you, Joey, specifically.
Sure, but every time you put the mic in the mic holder, that's when it gets funky.
No, because I did it last week in the mic holder,
and it was fine. But you tried 2 weeks ago, and it was funky. You tried today, it was funky.
I think it's you. Well, we'll find out next week.
Bye, y'all. Right.
Bye, Papa.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.